the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week. It's a very special reading, as it is known as Psalm 23. This is a Psalm of David. New Living Translation says this: "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green meadows, and he leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength, and he guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies, and you welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil. Oh, my cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." Well, Psalm 23 has been a very comforting psalm for a lot of people. But you know, it's always about certain things. And Psalm 23 is about intimacy. Yeah, a close relationship with God through Christ. But they're talking about sheep. Now, we don't think about a shepherd and a sheep so much on our time here in the, what are we, the 21st century. But we have to understand the context and the culture that was taking place when David penned this psalm. Because if you look close at sheep, they're not very attractive creatures. Their wool is often gnarled and matted with mud, and they huddle together and they run from even benign strangers, and they only follow their shepherd because he has earned their trust by his constant care. Now, it may not be a complimentary analogy comparing sheep to people, but, you know, the scripture said we all are like sheep and have gone astray. We are fearful, and often we don't know which way to turn, that's for sure. And the psalmist says to us, "The Lord is my shepherd," meaning that we can trust God to lead us faithfully, even through life's difficult and frightening passages. Well, there really is a place in Israel, Judy and I were blessed to visit it, where they talk about the valley of the shadow of death. Ask me sometime and I'll share with you what it's all about. But in the meantime, just know that God's with you everywhere that you go. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. In Jesus, have a good day.